Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the TRPA's governing, where am I? Yes, the TRPA Operations and Governance Committee meeting. The date is Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. The time is about 10:05 in the morning. First item on the agenda is the roll call to determine a quorum. Tracy?
Ms. Holdeen?
Here.
Mrs. Skavsky?
I'm here.
Ms. Diss?
Here.
Ms. Gustafson?
Here.
Ms. Hill?
Here.
Mr. Honigman?
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. And I want to welcome our newest member to the Ops Committee, and that's Jessica Diss. Thank you for joining us this morning. I will now go over the remote and in-person meeting rules for the day. For the members of the public who are joining us remotely, to observe the meeting, go to trpa.gov. Under the calendar header, click on Governing Board Hybrid Meeting for September 28th, 2022. There you will find a link to the public webinar hosted on Zoom. To address committee members directly with your comments, raise your hand in Zoom by clicking Raise Hand at the bottom of your screen at the appropriate agenda item. With your hand raised, you will be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the committee. If you have used the dial-in numbers to join us by telephone, you can dial *9 to raise your hand and be unmuted. To remote committee members, if you wish to speak, you can also raise your hand in Zoom. You will find the hand icon at the bottom of your screen. Remote committee members may not use the chat box to make any comments or to have sidebar conversations. Please, everyone, remember to mute your mic unless speaking, to cut down on background noise. Finally, I would also like to ask that all remote members turn on their cameras if they are available. And I see Alexis, and I don't know whether, Jessica, are you joining us on phone or via Zoom?
I'm on the phone. I will actually be there in person in about 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, thank you so much. Members of the public who have joined us in person, please raise your hand at the appropriate time for public comment, and you will be called to the front to speak. Committee members who are in person, please raise your hand if you wish to comment and speak clearly into the microphone in front of you. If you are viewing the webinar on a personal computer, please ensure that your microphone and speakers are turned off to prevent audio feedback into the room. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Any changes, Chris?
No changes to the agenda.
Okay, then we'll deem the agenda as posted approved. Approval of minutes, which is the next item on the agenda, item number two. We have a set of minutes from August 24th, 2022 on page 15 of your packet. Does any member of the committee wish to make any change? Okay, I'm seeing no hands raised, and nothing on my screen. All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please say aye.
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 Barbara?
I said aye.
Oh, you did. Thank you,
you
so much. All right.
Okay,
all right. Yes. Anyone object? Seeing none, we'll again deem those minutes approved. Moving on to the next agenda item, item number three, is a recommendation to approve the August financials. Information on this item can be found on page 97 of your packet. Excuse me, Chris?
For the record, Chris Carlin, Finance Director for the agency. I will try to keep this brief because I know we're running late. If I could have the first slide, please. there should be another slide before that. No. Oh, okay. Let's go to that first that slide then. The main highlights for the month, a couple of things. One is August saw an extraordinary amount of cash receipts. Most of it's coincidental. Normally we get our Nevada money in July, sometimes August. Normally we get our California money in September, sometimes August. They both happen to come in August. So we had a tremendous month for cash. We have $5 million from California, $2.1 million from Nevada. We also wound up getting about $1.7 million from applicants and applicant fees, and the current planning area is still running very strong and at a very high level. And then we're starting to get the money flowing in from our fourth quarter of 2022 grant billings. We got $1.5 million there. So overall, we got over $10.2 million in cash for the month, which is, I think, a record level for the agency. The state money, of course, is all we get for the year, so that'll be spent down as we progress through the year. I did want to say that we are making significant progress on filling vacancies. We have offers out to several people. Several people have accepted. At this point, we have a grant manager position in the finance area, and of course, the executive director position yet to fill. And then we lost a GIS tech a little while ago. We aren't actively recruiting for that yet, but we will be shortly. But most of the other positions have been filled or will be filled. I did want to highlight one thing that we finalized this month, and that was we're getting a series of grants from the U.S. Forest Service. This is a $5 million a year of LTRA money. We finalized that agreement. This is money that we will then turn around and distribute it to local governments and things like that. It's a little different from most of the stuff we're doing because we're not going to be issuing contracts. Basically, we'll be issuing grants down. So we'll be managing the grants, and the recipients will be sub-recipients of those grants. So it's a little different way of managing it. But at the same time, all the people who are getting the money are people who got federal grants before, so we're not anticipating any real big problems in doing that. But it is a little different than our normal modus operandi, shall we say. Oddly enough, all of the money comes from the Forest Service. It actually originates with the Department of Agriculture. So this is money that's wandering around through various bureaucracies until it gets to us, and then we pass it on to somebody else. So sort of like transportation grants. We did finalize a grant we got from the state of Nevada for $250,000 for the skating project. So we're having a kickoff on that and getting the start on that. And then just on the building, the roof is done. We haven't completely got the solar panels back in place and reinstalled, but the roof itself is done. We field tested it during thunderstorms last week. A few things they had to fix up here and there, but it's basically in place. And now we just got our permit issued by TRPA, so we can do our rock retaining wall out front. So we'll start around that before the grading season.
But was it an arduous approval process, Chris?
It was fairly short. It helped that we had some assistance from TRPA staff in filling out the application. Congratulations to Teresa for that. Overall, the revenue side is very strong, and obviously that's mostly because we got the state money. We build that and we receive it up front. We will spend that down over the course of the year. We always lag greatly in grants because we build those in arrears, usually quarterly. In fees, I'll just reiterate, the current planning area is still running as fast as it can, and they're still very good work. And we're seeing positive side of that in the fees, but a lot of wear and tear on the staff as well. We do have consultants helping out with that, mostly Wells Barnett and Harlow now doing some of the permitting stuff. I have the next chart, please. This chart just kind of shows how we're doing against the budget. And again, we're doing well on fees. The expenses are basically where I'd expect them to be at this time. This early in the year, the only thing that really tracks well is labor because the lags in the contract billings for contract expenses is just too great. It'll catch up by the time we get to December, we'll start getting a meaningful number. And then the last chart shows that cash flow, that huge influx in August. And I've actually gone back like 7 or 8 years, and that's the most cash we've received in any month in recent history. That's it for me, unless anybody has any questions.
It doesn't relate to these charts, but with respect to farming out work to paid consultants to expedite the review of plans to come into the office, how do we, in other words, if we're at maximum capacity and we get another application, we recommend to the applicant or at least offer the applicant the alternative for additional fee to farm up the work to Wells Barnett or to Arlo, for instance? I mean, how is that typically handled?
I believe the way that works is there's two things. One is an applicant can request expedited processing of their permit,
right?
In which case we would farm it out to Wells Barnett or somebody to do that.
So all expedited process requests go to outside consultants.
And then Second is if we're just buried in work, we'll ask them to do something else as well.
Okay.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be a request for it.
There's a nuance there. The expedited work, we have a special process for that. So this isn't necessarily expedited when it goes outside. That's just for outside review that may be done quicker because they have less on their plate.
Right.
But we have a whole different process. You can need an application you know, quickly. There is an expedited review process that people can take advantage of.
Okay.
And to further clarify, we still review the work of the outside contractor. We don't just rubber stamp it. It's looked at to
validate the work. Right. And so if we're overloaded in-house and we farm out this work to an outside consultant, do we have to do that with the approval of the applicant, or is that just perfunctory?
No, that's with the approval of the applicant.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I will say the volume of work is actually straining Wells Barnett as well. It's a good thing we have Arwell on board too, you know, to help out. Just a question of how long that continues.
Yeah, okay.
If I may, that also is the beauty of having had Arlo do that study he did that came to you last month on process improvements. So, because he's now seen it from all sides.
Sure, sure. No, it's valuable. For him. Okay, any member of the comment or any member of the committee have any comments? I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't see anyone speaking up. Alexis has not activated her microphone, so I'm assuming she has no questions. Cindy? No? No? Okay. All right. In that case, we'll go to public comment on this item. If any member of the public wishes to address the Operations and Governance Committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either in person by clicking the raise hand button at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone. And you will be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. Any member of the public here with us this morning who would like to make a comment regarding the financials for the month of August? Seeing none, are there any folks online wishing to comment?
Madam Chair, there are no hands raised to comment on this item.
Okay. In that case,
I'll make a motion to approve the financials.
I appreciate that. And Jessica, I assume you're probably walking across the parking lot when I call for comments from members of the committee. You have no comments or questions?
Correct. I did hear you, and I have no comments.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. All right. You were connected all along as you walked through the door. All right. That's conscientiousness. All right. And we have a motion before us to recommend to the governing board to approve the August financials. If there's no further discussion by the committee, I will pass it over to Tracy for the roll call.
Mrs. Sagavsky?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Ms. Diss?
Yes.
Mr. Honigman?
Yes.
Ms. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Oldeen?
Yes.
Madam Chair, the motion passes.
Great, thank you. That brings us to agenda item number 4, which is a recommendation to approve the water quality mitigation funds, the release of, let me try this again, a recommendation to approve the release of City of South Lake Tahoe water quality mitigation funds in the amount of $540,152.48, air quality mitigation funds in the amount of $200,000, and stream environment zone mitigation funds in the amount of $87,395.95. toward the Tahoe Valley Stormwater and Greenbelt Improvement Project. Information on this item can be found on page 119 of your packet. And Tracy will present.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Tracy Campbell, I'm here on behalf of EIP Department Manager Kim Chevalier. The items are mitigation requests from the City of South Lake Tahoe. They're asking for just over $540,000 in water quality funds, $200,000 in air quality funds, and just over $87,000 in SEZ stream environment zone funds towards the construction of Tahoe Valley Stormwater and Greenbelt Improvement Project. The project's located south and east of the Y intersection on the west side of the city, and it consists of a 320-acre project area that's bisected by Highway 50 and State Route 89, just those corridors. The multi-benefit project includes stormwater treatment, SEZ expansion, drainage solutions for localized flooding, recreational amenities, and bike and pedestrian improvements that will improve the connectivity to regional networks. The requested money is going to supplement other funding sources that include Prop 1 funds, South Lake Tahoe General Fund, SNPLMA funds, and some previously approved DRPA mitigation funds. And just a note on those previously approved funds, we will be back next month with a request to transfer some of the funds you approved last July. for the acquisition of an easement just over to construction. It's the same project, just a change of use on those funds. We had hoped to bring everything in one package, but the city are just waiting on final numbers for the appraiser to give you an exact figure. Engineering manager Stan Hill from the city is on the line with us to answer any questions you might have about the project. And with that, I'll pass it back to you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So will phase one, will be able to complete, will the city be able to complete the construction of phase one using the funds that are being allocated today? I understand that this project is a $14 million project overall.
Stan, are you there?
Yes, this is Stan Hill, the city of South Lake Tahoe.
Did you hear the question?
Yeah, I heard the question. Yes, this is a two-phase project as it stands now, and we are ready to move forward with phase one to actually bid and award the project and have sufficient funding to get started. We do have, as part of the State Water Resources Control Board Prop 1 grant, there is a pretty large local match requirement, and this GRP mitigation funding will not only assist with the construction of the improvements, but also assist with the city being able to meet our match requirement with the Prop 1 grant.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that clarification. Any member of the committee have any questions or comments regarding this request? Alexis, I'm not seeing her hand raised. So if there are no comments or questions by the committee, we will go to public comment on this item. If any member of the public wishes to address the Operations and Governance Committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either in person or by clicking the raise hand button at the bottom of your Zoom screen, or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. Any members? Yes, sir, please come forward.
Thank you very much, Miss. I just want to make sure that some of this money that's being spent is used to clean up all the lead plastics and the microplastics that all these cell towers are shedding. I know this isn't about the cell tower right here, but this is about your budget. Are you guys including the money? You said you're going to go there 2 times a year. The only way to clean up all the microplastics out of the watershed is with a vacuum. Mr. What is your name again? Marshall. Do you have a vacuum cleaner for cleaning up all the plastics that you're polluting the water for 12 million people?
Could you please address your comments to the committee members?
Yes. Make sure that the money is spent to pick up the pollution that you guys are allowing to go into the lake. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member of the public who is present today wish to testify? Okay. Seeing none, we will move to public comment online. Any member of the public online wishing to comment on this item?
Yes, Madam Chair. Steve Teixeira, if you unmute, you can address the committee.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair Aldean and members of the committee. Steve Teixeira on behalf of Tahoe Chamber. I know that you are all familiar with this project, but just again, for the record, we at the Chamber are vigorous and consistent in our support for this project. And again, commend the city staff for weaving their way through the various grant sources to make this project at the Tahoe Valley Area Plan a reality. It has numerous environmental benefits, as well as a lot of benefits for the housing and for the businesses in that particular part of town. So we urge you to move forward with the approvals that are before you this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Any other public comment online?
Madam Chair, there are no other hands raised to comment on this item.
Thank you. Then we will close public comment, bring it back to the committee, and I will entertain a motion to approve the release of funding as discussed, subject to the conditions contained in this memorandum.
Move to approve.
A motion actually to recommend approval to the governing board. Oh, I'm sorry, Alexis.
Oh, please. I'm happy to move to approve for recommendation to the governing board.
Thank you. All right, we have a motion. Any discussion from the committee? Seeing none, Tracy, please call the roll.
Ms. Sagavsky?
Yes.
Ms. Diss?
Yes.
Mr. Honigman?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Ms. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Aldean?
Yes.
Madam Chair, the motion passes.
Thank you. All right, that brings us to item number 5, which is a recommendation to approve the release of El Dorado Water County Water Quality Mitigation Funds in the amount of $60,000 for the Offling Water Quality Project. Information on this item can be found on page 125 of your packet. Tracy?
Good morning. Again, for the record, Tracy Campbell here on behalf of EIP Department Manager Kim Chevalier. This item's another mitigation quest, this request, this time from El Dorado County, who are looking for $60,000 in water quality mitigation funds towards the Offling Water Quality Project. The project will help address water quality impacts from the developments of the Country Club Heights subdivision in the Offling project area. Improvements include offline infiltration systems, an infiltration basin, rolled curb and gutter, and rock slope protection. Recently, open bids for this project were higher than the programmed funding, and the Forest Service have already awarded additional funds to assist with that shortfall. The mitigation funds being requested today will both meet the federal match requirements for those funds and complete the implementation funding for the project. Project is already in full swing, but we do have senior engineer Dan Kickett from El Dorado County on the line to answer any questions you may have. So I will pass that back to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. So I'm looking at a photograph here of an old bank stabilization effort that appears to include the use of concrete. So Tracy, I assume that this concrete will be removed and disposed of and then replaced with a rock revetment of some sort.
I am going to let Dan answer the questions on the project. Are you there?
Yeah, Dan Kicker here, El Dorado County. Senior civil engineer and project manager for it. Areas that we're able to do that, we are going to be looking at using the rock revetment for that. We have some areas where it's far steeper than that. And for those types of repairs, actually as part of a separate project through county maintenance, we're going to be looking at trying to repair and restabilize the slope. This neighborhood, unfortunately, had a lot of gunite that was used over the years. So the focus of the water quality project as it stands now is trying to focus on some of the shallower slopes and eroding areas that are within that project area.
Okay, great. Thank you, Dan. Any comments or questions by members of the committee? I hear none. I see none. In that case, we will move on to public comment on this item. If any member of the public wishes to address the Operations and Governance Committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either in person or by clicking the raise hand button at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you'll be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. Any member of the committee wishing to make comments on this agenda item? Okay, seeing none. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to bring
identify
it up.
Identify yourself for the record, please.
I'm sorry?
Could you identify yourself for the record?
Yeah, I'm with Tahoe for Safe Tech. I just want to make sure that it's brought up to the board members again, that make sure that some of this money is used to stop the pollution of Lake Tahoe. This stuff fell off of a tree out in Myers that came within 2 feet of the area where the firemen line out their hoses. And I just believe that this is a total travesty of not only the health of the environment, the health of possibly these firefighters, the health of Mr. John Marshall, the health of all of us and future generations. I hope that some of this money is being put aside to make sure that you guys vacuum up all the microplastics that have lead in them that are going into Lake Tahoe that is being polluted by the telecom industry that you guys have somehow given a green light to. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Could someone turn off if there are no people, anyone else interested in testifying? Thank you. Definitely, I appreciate that. Okay. Any other further public comment from anyone here attending the meeting in person? All right, seeing none. Any person on Zoom wishing to testify? or comment on this item?
Madam Chair, there are no hands raised in Zoom to comment on this item.
Okay, thank you. Then we will go ahead and close public comment. If there are no further comments by the committee, I'll entertain a motion to recommend approval of the release findings as discussed, subject to conditions contained in this memorandum.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion. Thank you. There's no further discussion. Tracy, please call a roll.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Mr. Honigman?
Yes.
Ms. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Diss?
Yes.
Mrs. Sagavsky?
Yes.
Ms. Aldean?
Yes.
Madam Chair, the motion passes.
Thank you. That brings us to item number 6 on our agenda, upcoming topics. Chris?
Again, for the record, Chris Tyler, Finance Director for the agency. I have the first slide, please. The main thing I wanted to point out here is that our next meeting in October is actually going to be a pretty busy meeting. There's several large items on the agenda. First up is the California Tahoe Conservancy. We'll come in and do a presentation on how the California Land Bank is using the excess recovery mitigation fees. And that will also include a discussion of their project to acquire the Motel 6 property, which would be a very good acquisition for everybody in the basin. The next two items are inflation adjustments. The first is the planning fees. We've been doing this for several years in a row now. Excuse me, I only cough when I'm trying to speak.
Naturally.
And the second thing is mitigation fees. Now, we have not increased mitigation fees in over 10 years. This is mostly money that we then turn around and pass on to the other jurisdictions to use. But inflation is back and starting to erode this and eroding the value of those mitigation funds. So we'd like to start putting them on that schedule for an annual increase as well. We do have one weird twist that came up that we'll address next month. And that is we've been using the Western States Inflation Index for some years now for planning fees. When we started looking at the rules of procedure, there is one mitigation fee, the rental car mitigation fee, that actually specifies an index, and it's a different index. So what we'll bring you next month is inflation adjustments for everything else using the Western State CPI, but for RCMF, it will include the San Francisco area inflation adjustment. And the RCMF is actually part of the basic funding for TTD. We have passed that money on to TTD as soon as we get it there. We'll talk some more about that. This code thing will clean up. Arlo's working on a number of code adjustments and efficiency improvements for the probably in around February timeframe, and we'll address it then. That's the main thing. Then we have some of the usual stuff coming up about the annual investment briefing from our principal group investment advisor. These are the funds that we're holding, like mitigation funds and securities that we hold long term. There's an OWP amendment. The audit should be here in December. We'll start after that. Is there any other questions?
Okay. Any other committee? Any questions for Chris on upcoming topics? I'm looking at my screen. Nobody appears to be interested in making a comment. Chris, thank you so much. We will now go to public comment on this item. If any member of the public wishes to address the Operations and Governance Committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either in person or by clicking the raise hand button at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. Any member of the public wishing to make any comments on upcoming agenda items for the Operations and Governance Committee? All right, seeing none, we will go to anyone who might be online wishing to make comment.
Madam Chair, we have a hand raised. Mr. Doug Flaherty, if you unmute yourself, you can address the committee.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you. Members of the committee, according to the recent UC Davis State of the Lake report, the Lake Tahoe Basin is in an environmental free fall and out of equilibrium and harmony as required by the Bi-State Compact. Through its malfeasance, the TRPA has mismanaged its charge under the Bi-State Compact and failed to adequately monitor, measure, and provide substantial project cumulative impact data and analysis since its 2012 regional plan update, this to ensure equilibrium and harmony within the Tahoe Basin, has failed in its responsibilities to protect our cherished Lake Tahoe water clarity. Cumulative impact is the impact on the environment, which results from a tyranny of incremental impact of small decisions when added to other past, present, and reasonably foreseeable future actions, regardless of the agency or person that undertakes such actions. Cumulative impacts result from individually minor but collectively significant actions taking place over a period of time. The long-term failure on the part of the TRPA involves the use of a sham environmental checklist. This TRPA sham environmental checklist circumvents a process that would otherwise ensure that Lake Tahoe Basin cumulative impacts are analyzed area-wide. Instead, the TRPA has been on a march of agenda-driven increased human capacity, increased growth and relaxation of building regulations, increased parking and transportation projects, human capacity initiatives, including those of high-density growth without any real and adequately cumulative impact environmental assessment. Thank you so much. And I'm Doug Flaherty from Incline Village, Nevada. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Flaherty. Any further public comments on Zoom?
Madam Chair, there are no other hands raised to comment on this item.
Okay, thank you. Then we will close public comment. And now that all comments have been heard, any further comments by members of the committee? Seeing none, this was an informational item only, so we will move on to agenda item number 7, committee member comments. Quiet bunch this evening.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, seeing no comments from members of the committee, we will move on to our final public interest comment period. Any member of the public wishing to address the Operations and Governance Committee at this time, please raise your hand now either in person or by clicking the raise hand button at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. Any member of the public wishing to make comments, please come forward now to the podium. All right, seeing none in the meeting room, we will check and see if there are any people wishing to make comments online.
Madam Chair, there are no hands raised to comment at this item.
Okay, thank you. Then we will move, go ahead and close public comment. And we are at the stage of adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Multiple motions to adjourn.
I just jumped in.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Okay. And
motion carries.
Great. Thanks, Shelley. And for the governing board, why don't we wait 5 minutes to get started? And we'll try to get going here at 10:40. Is that correct? 10:45, how about? Thank you, 10:45.